Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We're going to talk questionable quarterback situations because there are a bunch of them around the league. Things could get sticky for a lot of teams, RJ, depending on how things shake out.
These are wild times. What about stats? Philadelphia. This is one that we had on the list that I'm very intrigued by. Joe Flacco, I guess, is under the ruse that he is in line or in contention to be the Philadelphia Eagles starting quarterback. If I set the over under at 1.5 games started by Joe Flacco in 2021, what would you take?
I'm going to take the under. And the only reason I'm taking that is because of that report we got before the draft that Jeffrey Lurie, owner of the Eagles, supposedly said, do everything you can to make Jalen Hurts successful this year. Because there was talk about whether they were going to get a quarterback and what they were going to do. And reportedly, Lurie said that Hurts is going to be the guy. So to me, if they're sticking with that, then he's going to start every game because they have so much extra draft capital in Philly that they need to figure out. This whole year is about whether or not Jalen Hurts can be a viable starting quarterback. So there's no reason to bench him because you want, you know, as much data as possible in that area. So you play him the whole way and then you make your decision after the season.
So my question then is, and maybe this isn't like the biggest deal, but do you remember the report originally earlier this offseason that teams were interested in trading for Chase Daniel to be like a veteran backup, like mentor to their, you know, young quarterbacks, whatever, that stupid report or whatever that came out. So, but like my point is there are some quarterbacks that are viewed as like more friendly to the, you know, incumbent starter, right? Like in this case, Jalen Hurts. Joe Flacco is the opposite of that sort of paradigm, right? And so why bring that in? Like that's a really volatile factor to bring in. Like this is somebody who very, very infamously was not thrilled with the Lamar Jackson pick in Baltimore for reasons that played themselves out. Literally, like Lamar literally took his job, which was obvious. But so my point is like Joe is under the impression that Joe has still got it. You know what I mean? And so that's a weird injection into this quarterback situation. Now Jalen Hurts dealt with Carson Wentz, so I don't think he's above dealing with any sort of egomaniac, but that's all I'm saying is like if that truly is the intention or the plan, like do everything you can to set him up, that's a weird step to take in that capacity.
I agree that is not the most like mentor mentee situation around the league. Maybe Joe didn't have any other options, I don't know, but yeah, you're right. I mean, that is a key part of Hurts' development is who's going to be in that quarterback room with him. And if Flacco's not all in on helping him out, then you're right. You're not doing everything you can to maximize Jalen Hurts this year and in the future. Where's Josh McCown when you need him, right?
Well, yeah, Josh McCown's interviewing for the Texans head coach job. You know, right. he's a little bit too busy to be playing right now. But so that one did intrigue me.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.